The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is Ask Bill. This is our monthly Fun Fact Friday Ask Bill episode, where I answer specific real estate investing questions received during the month from emails, in-person conversations, phone calls, or through online portals, of which I'm active on, like BiggerPockets.com and Quora.com. One of our goals here at the Old Dogs REI Network is to help educate slash enlighten fellow real estate investors, to share what little information I know here by answering your questions, and to help investors to just broaden their understanding of real estate investing, and to hopefully avoid some of the mistakes that I've made and that others have made as well that may set you back a bit. So I receive a lot of questions through emails, calls, live meetings, and so forth. Quora.com, I had mentioned, is one of the areas where I participate. It's a major sort of international forum where you can ask or answer questions on pretty much any topic you can conceive of. Now, they're not just real estate questions. They're questions on absolutely anything. I mean, sometimes they're a little bizarre too. Like questions like, how do you know that you're self-aware? Think about that. Okay. How do you know if you know something? Okay. How does it feel to eat a book? Okay. Now, these are pretty strange, but here's the ultimate strange questions. These are real questions that are asked, and I am going to have links to these just in case you're really curious about the answers here, but here's one. Imagine you are a 10 times nun in a bear costume from outer space with opposable thumbs about to engage in a fight to the death with another nun who may or may not be a bear in disguise. In front of you two lie a hunting knife and a baseball bat. If you pick one, the other nun will choose the other weapon. Which one would you pick and why? Okay, I know these are the kinds of thoughts that just roll through your head on a regular basis, but I mean, anyway, these are some of the great questions that come through Quora. Luckily, I don't answer those. I only answer the kind of boring ones on real estate investing. So I'm going to be pulling one Quora question today, but let's go ahead and jump into our questions here. Enough of this silliness. So I will draw on my first question here. This was one that was mailed in through our website portal. And this one, we start with a guy named Bob Mueller. Okay, now, I know what you're thinking. You're probably thinking, is this the same Bob Mueller who's heading the Russia election tampering investigation? I'm not really sure, but I don't think so. But you never know, because he starts it off with, I am approaching retirement. He's like in his 70s, isn't he, like 78 or something like that? I'm interested in investing in real estate. Now, maybe he's interested in real estate because he's investigating a guy who has been very successful in real estate. Well, anyway, I don't know. Don't want to get political here. But he says, I have a little experience, and I'm wondering if attending some real estate education seminars would be worth my time and money. I have read quite a few books on real estate investing. Do you or your listeners have any suggestions? Okay, listeners, well, you'll have to send me your suggestions for this guy if, in fact, this is the case. But I'll give you my answer. Bob, you don't have to have special training or pay enormous amounts of money to get a good education on real estate investing. Everything you need to know is already available from a handful of excellent books, and we list our top 20 on our website at olddogsreinetwork.com on our resources page, and I will provide a link. Those are some great books I think every real estate investor should read. Just my opinion, okay? A link will be provided, as I mentioned, in our show notes. There are a ton of free resources. There's just, a ton of great content on our website. I mean, alone, we're just one particular place that you can go to here. And we have all of our podcast episodes, free blog articles, and there's a ton of other excellent podcasts out there besides ours that have great information. My favorites being biggerpockets.com. And of course, there's a ton of excellent stuff on YouTube as well. So don't get me wrong. I'm not saying seminars, webinars, boot camps, special coaching, etc., are a waste of time nor money. All I'm saying is if you're looking for education, there's a lot of great free resources that can teach you much of the same and maybe more than some of the seminars you might attend. But I think there's a dynamic here that happens that I want to address that, why do people pay for special coaching, boot camp seminars and webinars and mentoring, things like that? And I think there's a number of good reasons that are very understandable. Okay. So sometimes you have a person who isn't ready to do this solo. You know, they want someone else to kind of push and prod them to actually get it done and to apply the things that they've learned, okay? I get that. Another thing, number two, others might be seeking community to be around other real estate investors who are struggling with the same questions, the same issues, and who can also be a source of encouragement. And they can share with you and you can share with them the things that you're learning. Some like it for the networking aspects. Now, some groups are really good in this. They have people attending some of these seminars and webinars and boot camps that have already gone through their program and are very successful. So you may make contact with some of the successful investors, and maybe even partner with them. Who knows? And then there's those people who want a step-by-step system that teaches and covers all the basics and helps you through your first deal. And I get that too. And the final one is sometimes people think there is a secret formula to real estate investing success. And that if I do it this guy's way or her way, I'll have the same success. Well, that one's probably the least valid reasons to jump into this. I get it. I don't have anything against these programs or the so-called gurus. Well, sometimes I do, and I'll tell you why. I know that some of the programs work, or some of the gurus do a good job of teaching and training people. But what I don't like is when I see innocent people that are taken advantage of. A lot of times they will sell one thing, and when you go to buy it, they upsell you to the next best thing or a better thing. And before you know it, the $9.95 seminar that you had to put on your credit card because you don't have the cash just maybe readily available at this time becomes a $20,000 annual coaching fee you have to take out a second on your home to pay for. Now, that's the stuff I don't like, when people make a ton of money off of people preying on their insecurities and fears about doing it wrong. When I've seen the success stories, sure, there are those that have done it the right way, but I also really would wonder whether these people would do it well on their own anyway. I think they're very motivated people that just with a little bit of guidance, a little bit of information could do amazing things. And I've met a lot of those people. I've had them as guests on my show. So to answer your question, are the seminars worth your time and money? My answer is this. Get as much out of the great books and free stuff that you can first. There's tons of it. Then if you still feel you need to pay for the other stuff, be wise, set a budget on how much you want to spend and stick to it. Don't be a victim of the upsell. And some of these guys are experts at the upsell. there can be some good information out there and some good programs, but be very careful. Check them out well. Look under scams and all this other stuff out there just to try to get an idea of what you want to avoid and so forth. Vet them very well before you spend one dime. You can extract great information from almost anything, from a free webinar or a free seminar. The question is, will you apply what you've learned? And that's really the key thing here. Keep in mind, you know, as you spend on these things, you still need to have money to invest, right? And it may sound like a broken record because I've said this 1,000 times on my show, but honestly, I believe your real estate education really begins the day you sign the escrow papers for your first property purchase. That's when the education really starts. And if you do decide to go with a seminar or somebody's training, there are a few that I recommend that I think might be worth taking a look at. These are people that I know well that do a good program. And I have a link to that. And just watch for that also in the show notes as well. I will have that link in there for you. Okay, let's jump on to another one. This is a question that I answered on Quora. Okay, a person has two houses. One's paid off, and it's worth roughly $220,000, if you believe the Zestimate from Zillow. One has about $50,000 in equity, okay, with having only $20,000 liquid funds to spend and a gross income of $70,000 per year and a 725 credit score and no debt other than the one mortgage on the one rental property, should I take out some money to be able to invest is basically what the question is asking. Okay. So my answer is yes. One of the beautiful aspects of real estate is leverage. Leverage is how you can go from one rental property to a portfolio of properties worth multi-millions in a relatively short period of time. It's the leverage that makes it happen quicker. Now, you could do this in a slower fashion where you're paying things off, paying the properties down, and you'll basically, you know, make it to the multi-millions, but it'll take a longer period of time, but you'll be debt-free as opposed to making the multi-millions and having millions in mortgage. So keep in mind, you can though, and I emphasize this, yes, I say yes, you can go ahead and do this, but you can be aware that you can over leverage yourself too and buy the wrong properties at the wrong time and find yourself in a very messy situation. My first three rental properties were turnkey properties in Memphis and Atlanta, two single-family homes and one duplex. I paid cash. Later, I did a cash-out refi to pull enough cash out for a down payment to purchase a 22-unit in Indianapolis. Now, I could have saved for that money, it was really nice having paid off properties. I'll tell you, I got a nice big, you know, cash flow check each month. But buying the 22 unit, I needed the funds to do that. And I didn't have them to do that. So I did the cash out refi. Now the 22 unit was a good purchase. It brings me more than $100,000 a year in rental income. That is leverage at work. However, a few years ago, you know, my properties that I did the cash out refi on were declining in value, and I had to open up into Section 8 tenants, and I had a whole series of issues, stolen air conditioners, multiple evictions, all kinds of things that happened because I didn't buy right. I didn't buy in the right community, and I suffered for that. So I think that one thing you just have to be aware of is that I've got some that are good properties that have done well since the beginning, but I've had others that I'm still working with today. And I think looking back in retrospect, I shouldn't have bought a turnkey property in the first place. It was easy. It was quick. But because I bought that turnkey, I thought, oh, I didn't have to do my due diligence. I think you can still buy turnkey and do well, but you have to do your due diligence. You have to have the inspections. You have to do the market studies, all the things to make sure that you're buying right. You know, the good news is that, you know, my 22 unit has almost doubled in value, and now there's more equity that I can tap into and I can leverage to buy. But again, you need to be wise and buy conservatively because, first off, I think most of us would agree that there is a market correction somewhere around the corner. Could happen this year, could happen next year, could happen in 5 years, but it's going to happen. And I need to have sort of my other properties stabilized and profitable first. This is really key. You need to get those properties under control, either sell them or stabilize them in a way that they're not going to be draining from your resources. You need to have good loans at a good rate. And the properties that you buy, you're going to have to buy them allowing for decreased rents if things go down. And you need to build into your plan the market correction if and when it happens, or should I say when it happens. That's one reason why it's taken us so much time to buy 100 unit, because we have very set criteria and people think we're crazy, because I want to buy a property that's undervalued, I mean by 10-20%. And if I can do that, I know that I also have some buffer there when I buy that property, should there be a market correction, that it's not going to hurt us. I can lower rents. I can do things. I have some play there. And as I do my upgrades and do the value add things to those properties, all I'm doing is adding more equity and more value that will also help, through any kind of difficult financial times. I had a great guest on my podcast who did leverage. I feel he did it the right way. And he started off with a $50,000 cash out refi. Okay. Just like this question has asked, taking a $50,000 cash out refi. And he and his wife started buying single family homes. And then they expanded into small multis and the larger multis. Well, basically they took that $50,000 cash out refi. They bought well, so that they had tons of equity in these properties that they purchased. They didn't buy turnkey, FYI, and they leveraged that equity building up in these properties to buy other properties. And within 5 years, they had $56 million in their real estate portfolio. Now, that's not a typical situation, but it's perfectly possible, and it's something anybody could do if they approach it in the right way and buy right, research right, do all the things that they have to there. This is a great story. If you haven't heard it, it's episode 217, entitled Husband and Wife Turned 50K Home Equity Loan into a $56 million Rental Portfolio in Just 5 Years. And there'll be a link in the show notes for that. And also further, I would say, in terms of educating yourself, there is a good episode 006 that I would recommend. It's just called How to Get Started in Real Estate Investing. And just the fundamentals, things that you should have in place before you make that first purchase. You may want to still go to seminars. You may want to be able to broaden your knowledge and network. That's fine. I totally understand that. And I think that might be something that after you've gone through this exercise here, you'll know if that's the route you want to take. Also, we have a number of questions that I normally ignore because they're just kind of quick answers, but they might be good resources for you and good things that you can tap into as well. So I'm going to touch a few of these. Here's one from Joseph here. Joseph asks, listen to your Airbnb podcast and it intrigued me. I am too having trouble with vacancy. Would you be willing to spend some time to teach me how to set this up and any other relevant information? Can you also point me to where I might be able to gather more info on this? Yes, I'm not always real available. I try to meet with people as I can, so I might not be able to be the best resource for you. Plus, I'm learning as I go along, and I usually share that on my shows, and most of my podcasts out there share a lot of the details on how I set the Airbnbs up. But I also have some great resources that I will list here in the answer. I don't want to get into all of them now, but I'll have a whole series of links of places you can go, not only on our website, but with other people that know a lot more about this. So that will be listed in here for your reference. Got another one from Michael, and he says, I stumbled on a link on your website for multifamily properties for sale, and I believe it was on your website, but I can't find it. Would you please send me the link? Many thanks, Michael. And also, Michael, I'm going to include that link here. We had a guest, Lance Edwards, who was on, and it was a very interesting show. But he also has this website because he encourages his students to wholesale as well. It's and flip properties, a multifamily property. So there are some inexpensive properties, and I will include that link on the show notes as well. Another one from John, and he says, family funds. I thought you had an episode that went over family funds, basically where to find the richest people. I don't see it anywhere. Are you able to provide a link? Okay, and I think what John's referring to was a episode we had on family offices. And this is really a fascinating thing if you haven't studied on this at all. But the family offices, these are individuals, and maybe it's a group of individuals, that manage the private investment funds of multimillionaires and billionaires. So these are the people that handle their personal finances, you know, what mutual funds to invest in, what small businesses to invest in. And a lot of their advice is focused on real estate, especially in syndication. So you might want to check this episode out. It's 015. There's also be a link in the show notes here on where to find 100 million net worth investors. And that is in here as well. And now my final short question. This is kind of a new thing, just throwing in some short questions here. This came from Pyrea, and she says, love your show, listen often, thank you, and use it as a resource. However, I listen while I drive, and when I try to refer back to the information, it's far too difficult to find the show notes. Would it be possible to have a link easily accessible? Thank you for your show. Okay. I'll let you know that every time our show is out there, whether it's on iTunes or Stitcher or any of the other avenues out there, Google Play, Spotify, and so forth, we do have like a little paragraph in there, actually a couple paragraphs, that right when you see the show, if you kind of scroll down, you'll see there is a link in there to the show notes. So if you click on it, you could, if you've got your phone, you can click on it and it'll take you right to our website show notes. Also, if you're, you know, on a desktop, you just go to olddogsreinetwork.com/blog and look under the blog section. That is where you'll find our show notes. And I really do recommend, you know, if you listen to a podcast and you like it, go to the show notes. One, there's a complete recap of everything that was said, but then there's also some great links to other things that you can access. So anyway, that is the show for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here, and there were a number of links and that I also talked about here that can be accessed in our show notes at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.